TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon and welcome to the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. A little bit of a late start to the recording as I'm closer to home than usual, but that won't get in the way of you and I finishing this commute home from work together. It's been a long one. I've already been on the road for over an hour, but I will be home shortly. Hit some unexpected traffic, had to make another call, which was also important to me. So yeah, that's where we are right now. But I am Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. The website is thechairshot.com. That's where you can find all of the shows associated with the ChairShot Radio Network, including our newest show, The Doc Says, with Chad the Doc Matthews. Did a great job breaking down All Elite Wrestling. It's a one-man show, which is really hard to do. Of course, I do them here, but I do them in a short format. His show was an hour long, just talking about AEW, and he did an amazing job. Very, very well executed. Great content, and I think you'd really enjoy it. So go check out The Doc Says as part of the ChairShot Radio Network. You can find that in the podcast section over at thechairshot.com. On social media, that's at thechairshot.com. And remember, it's hard-hitting reviews, opinions, analysis, all done with sometimes a smidge, sometimes a heaping of attitude. And we remind you to always use your head. Use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. Get you some merch and support the brand as much as I'd like to say. You know, my friend and, of course, you know, on two shows with her, Miranda Morales, posted a picture of her at a DWO show this weekend in New Mexico. And boom, there it was. ChairShot t-shirt and all its soft style glory. She is the queen of soft style. I love it. Whenever we see a picture of somebody with a shirt on, everybody involved with the site just kind of smiles and comments and just really happy about it, because we believe in the brand and we appreciate those who support it the way they do. Just like I appreciate you supporting us by listening to this show, by reading our articles, and by sharing all over social media. And of course, by heading on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up a ChairShot t-shirt. So thank you for being a part of it. I teased it this morning and I told you it was going to be a topic for this week, and I decided that it's going to be the topic for right now. And that is my first Driving with DeMarco that is about All Elite Wrestling Double or Nothing, at least about the event itself. We talked plenty about things leading up to it, but now this is about the actual wrestling that we saw on pay-per-view on Saturday night. I watched it on Bleacher Report Live. It was $50 well spent. I highly encourage all of you to do the same. Support your product. Don't steal it. Buy it. It's worth your investment of time and money. And don't come at me with any excuses that you have about stealing the product. They made it available in plenty of different ways. Get out there. Do whatever you have to do to consume the product in a legal manner and one that supports the performers that are out there busting their ass in the ring. Now, there were some great matches on the card, but the one I want to talk about today was the second to last match on the card, considered one of the main events by many, and that was the AAA. It's so funny when I hear Americans say Triple A. Like, dude, like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, Justin Roberts is one thing. He's introducing the match. But, like, when the Young Bucks are calling it Triple A, no, it just sounds dumb. It's the AAA Tag Team Championship match. The Young Bucks, the reigning AAA Tag Team Champions, defending those titles against Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix, the Lucha Bros. And this match, in a lot of people's eyes, hit it out of the park. It was a home run for a lot of people who watched it. Andrew Belez gave it 5 stars over at thechairshot.com. And I told Andrew, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, I couldn't disagree more. That match was the shits to me. And I'll explain why. Now, first of all, it had great action. It had great spots. All right? They busted their ass. They hit great moves. There was a lot of great execution of the moves. But it becomes moves with a Z, just like news with a Z, when there's no meaning behind it. And that match didn't mean jack shit. Yes, it was for tag team titles. But the stuff that took place in the ring, it was a spot fest. There are two different ways that I described that match so far over at thechairshot.com. The first way I described it was a Money in the Bank ladder match without the ladders, is what it was. It was moved from spot to spot to spot to spot to spot. There's a GIF out there where Phoenix does, flip off three different ropes and then hit something. But Matt Jackson is holding his hand the whole time and turning to help Phoenix. And it's blatantly obvious by watching it. The other way that I have to describe it was basically it was a four-team tag team match, a fatal four-way, but only with two teams. And here's what I mean by that. It was too much. There was no time to recover. There was no time to let things settle. Matt Jackson took a fucking Canadian destroyer on the ring apron and was back in the ring 30 seconds later. And the argument that was presented to me was that that's the Lucha Libre style. Less selling, less psychology. And I get it if I'm watching a Lucha show. And this wasn't a Lucha show. Like, I watch Lucha Underground, and I can buy into people dying and then killing off characters and people coming back from the dead and having the gauntlet and all this other shit, because it makes sense in the world of Lucha Underground. And Lucha Libre makes sense in the world of Lucha Libre. There were 8 matches on the pay-per-view, and all the other matches didn't have this shit in them. So why am I supposed to suspend my disbelief differently for one match than I would for the rest? Now, I can suspend my disbelief differently from show to show, from company to company, because that's the product they're displaying, they're presenting. And so the level that I need to force me into that suspension of disbelief is different. But I watched 6 matches, 8 if you count the pre-show, of people selling their ass off. And then I watch this match, and suddenly I'm supposed to buy into no selling? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And all 4 of them are talented performers. Matt Jackson, pound for pound, is one of the best cruiserweights in the entire world. He sold more than anybody. And he got up 30 seconds after a Canadian destroyer on the apron. And then Pentagon popped his arm, and he was still able to do the stupid fucking Meltzer driver, which makes no sense to me. Because he shouldn't, yes, it showed, okay, he was only doing it with one hand. He shouldn't have been able to do it at all. Between a flipping Canadian destroyer and popping your arm, you should have been carted out in a stretcher. And you weren't. And he's making appearances later, and his arm's not in a fucking sling. Doesn't make any sense to me. And that's the problem that you're going to run into. Spot fests are fine, as long as you do the right things between the spots. And these guys, I can't even say they didn't do the right things between the spots. They did nothing between the spots. You know what came between the spots? More fucking spots. Too many spots. All right? It's like looking at a fucking leopard. Spots after spots after spots after spots. Stop with the fucking spots. Sell something. All right? How do you expect me to buy your pay-per-view if you're not selling anything? I can't buy what you're not selling. I know it's a stretch, but still. You gotta fucking sell, man. Sell that shit. It's better for your body, number one. Pentagon and Phoenix were so banged up, they had to cancel their appearance the next day, and the show they were going to be on, they canceled on, ended up having, the entire show got canceled because they were the big draw. This bullshit led to the cancellation of a whole other wrestling event. And now they're out of action. We don't know how long they're out of action for. I get you wanted to put on a great show, but great spots don't make it a great show. Great selling, great storytelling, and yes, some good spots. Those are going to make it a great show. Look at Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. Kenny Omega was killing himself to get Jericho over, but he did so in a way that made sense. He did so in a way that allowed me to suspend my disbelief. Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes put on their match in a way that I had no problem suspending disbelief. But the Young Bucks and the Lucha Bros went too far, bro. You went too far. You didn't sell shit. It was a Money in the Bank ladder match. But instead of 8 guys, there were 4. But still the same amount of spots, but no ladders. It was a 4-way tag match with 2 tag teams. You did too much. And I can't buy into that style if everything else on the card is the same way. And I'm not saying that those guys can't go out there and perform, because Pentagon has done some amazing shit. I don't know why he's not in WWE, because they can make so much money with that guy. I understand why the Young Bucks aren't in WWE, because they couldn't do the shit they love to do. But here they are in their late 20s, early 30s, and they probably have the bodies of guys who are in their 40s and 50s. And I know that that says a lot for a lot of wrestlers that are like that, but you could extend your career. Look at how many bumps Cody took. Not that many. Look how many crazy spots Cody did. Barely any, if any. All right, Kenny did some, but they made sense. Now, Kenny got up and was back there for the show closing promo that we didn't see after the shit he took from Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley, excuse me. And that was too much. It shouldn't have happened. But I got to tell you, the shit they did with the Lucha Bros and the Young Bucks was too fucking much. And that's the big idea for today. Less is more. All right, promotions, indies that try to run three shows in a month. Less is more. Guys try to fit too many spots into one match. Less is more. You don't have to get all your shit in. You just got to get the shit in that works for the crowd. You could have done half as much in that match, and the fans would have been just as happy. But now, if you guys do that match again, and you don't do all that shit, people are going to be disappointed, because you set a certain expectation. You train your fans to expect too much when you do shit like that. Now, we have the benefit of going several months, depending on the broadcast schedule for Fyter Fest and for Fight for the Fallen. So we do have the benefit of time on our side to hopefully let that settle, rest, and somewhat be forgotten, so that people won't feel like these guys had to kill themselves again, which in my opinion is a good thing, because I don't want to see them have to kill themselves again. But again, take it easy a little bit, okay? Make better decisions with your body. Make better decisions. Sell more. Do less. Less is more when it comes to spots, and more is more when it comes to selling. That's the big idea for today. That match was too much. Didn't need to be as much. I'm Greg DeMarco. Find me online at ChairShotGreg on all your forms of social media. The website's at TheChairShot.com on all your forms of social media. It's TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. No Greg DeMarco show tonight. We had to postpone it because some shit going on outside of that. It's the end of the year. We've got meetings and such for different extracurriculars for the children. Or children, for the kids. They're 10 and 13. I don't even look at them as children anymore. Except when they fuck up, and all kids do that because they're kids. So we're trying to reschedule for later this week. The hashtag Miranda show will definitely take place because Miranda and I are both in Arizona. And so we're on the same time schedule. Patrick is on the East Coast. Makes that a little more challenging, so we'll figure that shit out. But we will definitely make it work, and we will bring you all the content that we can. It's that time of year, folks. People take vacation. That's why there was no Raw reaction last night. But we got great stuff coming up with Chad the Doc Matthews and the Doc Says. The Speakeasy podcast is a new one you're going to see here later tonight, actually. And Tony Acero, who you know, is putting that together and is heavily involved in that reboot. So I'm excited for that as well. Anything you need, I don't put this out all the time, but I will today. Email me, Greg DeMarco@thechairshot.com. I got somebody who recently pitched some writing ideas. I'm going to check that out today. Our door is always open, man. We need opinionated writers. If you can commit to an article per week and you've got good opinions and you can back them up, then we're good. We don't all have to agree. You just got to do a good job sharing your opinion. Doesn't matter if I agree with you. It matters if you can support it. That's all that matters. So thank you for listening. We love you for listening. We love you for being involved. We're going to keep bringing you our best, our A game every single day. And we don't feel like we have our A game, we're still going to come at you with everything we can, because we feel like you deserve it as a fan base. Look, somebody sent a tweet out today. New Jersey Nick on the Twitter. I know him. We've talked before. He's a great dude. He supports a lot of good stuff. And he literally tweeted saying, why, you know, more people need to follow the Chair Shot, need to read their articles. And he gave an example of why. And it's something, because something that Carl Irvin put in his article today, that went out today. And man, that made me so happy. I just seeing that kind of thing, man. That's why we do this shit. That's why we keep pushing it so hard. Why I stay up too late. Why I sneak and do stuff for the website at work. Because of stuff like that. Because of what they put out about Carl's article, telling people to support us more than you support the wrestling news sites, because we give you perspective you won't see anywhere else. And I love you for that. I told him, I said four things. Number one, I love you. Number two, this is why Carl has to do this more often. Number three, it's why we abandon news. And number four, I love you, because that's how much I appreciated what he did. So support us. We will support you back. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning on the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco.